On today's segment of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston asserts that at the end of long roads are cities full of people who are, well, a bit kooky. And he speaks from experience.
The Trans-Canada Highway begins in St. John's, Newfoundland. And it ends about 70 miles from where I'm sitting now, which is Vancouver, British Columbia. Nearly 5,000 miles distant from one another, these two cities have a lot in common. They're full of odd folks. I've been to both of these cities, and they're full of people I call kooks. They're the kooks at both ends of this long road. But it's not just Canadian roads. It's all long roads. It's a hypothesis that I continually test. People who live in cities at the ends of long roads are a bit different. They're odd. To put it precisely, they're a bit kooky. And the longer the road, the kookier the folk at the end of it. They're eccentrics. They're a bit out there. And they do out there things. You may not spend a lot of time with them, but you like to know they're there. Take Interstate 80. One end of it is in New York City. Definitely some kooks there. The other end is in San Francisco, which just may be the kook capital of the world. Highway 1 begins in Key West, not far from Duval Street, and if you've ever been there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Interstate 55 goes from Chicago, yes, kooky, to New Orleans, jackpot. These places at the end of these long roads are often port cities. Centuries of trade has brought together distinctly different cultures to collect and marinate and create a culture unique to that city. These cities then continue to marinate in their own kookiness, and their people reflect it. Add to this the heavily mystical traditions of Catholicism that settled these coastal regions, and the roux gets thicker. Protestant traditions tend to show up more inland. We're all grateful for their work ethic, mind you, but Protestant communities seldom register on the kooky radar. There may be some strange folk along I-55 between Chicago and New Orleans, but I describe them more as unsettling than kooky. I-65 ends about 10 miles from where I live in Mobile, and I'd be proud to introduce you to some of the kooks around my town, all of whom I adore. And my homegrown Mobilians will relate to this. Have you ever tried to explain Mardi Gras to someone not from around here? Mardi Gras is kooky. It's silly. It's ridiculous. It's way over the top. Now look at a map. Mardi Gras is celebrated only by folks who live at the end of very long roads. And we celebrate it just because. People not from here escape the city around Mardi Gras. They don't get it. They say, "Oh, Mardi Gras, you're doing that again this year?" Yes, absolutely. Just like I'm doing winter and summer. So to you in Montgomery and Huntsville and Selma and Tuscaloosa, it's the fringes of the nation where the kooks live. It's us here at the end of the road. Come visit. You can always hurry home when things get strange. And based on our experiences, you probably will. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.